It's a vibe. It's a vibe. If you don't know who that is or what song that was, it was It's a Vibe by 2 Chainz featuring Ty Dolla $ign, Trey Songz, and Gene Aiko. You know, to me, every day is a vibe, but especially on a Friday, I get almost as happy as Tuesdays. I said almost as happy as Tuesdays. But it's funny that I came across this quote, a couple days ago. Oh, this was on Monday. This was on Monday, and it's so true. It says, by Brian Pulsifer, Friday, make every day of the week like Friday, and your life will take on new enthusiasm. I've mentioned this quote before, but I had to say it again because it is finally Friday. Anybody who knows the saying, they will constantly say TGIF, and anybody who's anybody knows what TGIF means. Thank God. Yes, thank God. The Lord our Savior. That is Friday. But I wanted to talk about... I wanted to actually start with... today's devotional from Our Daily Bread. That you can actually go online and... go ahead and read or... you know, subscribe or print out whatever... whatever floats your boat. But today was the words of... Lamentations 3:22. It helped me get up many mornings when the light was as gray as the state of my heart. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. The Hebrew word for consumed means to be used up completely or to come to an end. God's great love enables us to go on, to get up to face the day. Our trials may feel overwhelming, but we won't be destroyed by them because God's love is far greater. There are many times I can recount when God has shown his faithful, loving ways to my family. I saw him provision in the kindness of relatives and friends, the wise counsel of doctors, financial provision, and the reminder in our hearts that one day, my dad will be whole again in heaven. And if you're going through a dark time, don't lose hope. God can help you to not be consumed by what you face. Be trusting in his faithfulness or his faithful love and provision for you. And that was actually by Karen Huang. What I love about Our Daily Bread is that these are real people, you know, going ahead and talking about this and, you know, commenting and writing their story, that they touch or they bring the Bible, you know, with it. They bring their story and their Bible and they make it go hand in hand. And I think it's great, to have a devotional like that. Another devotional or the devotionals that I like to read are actually from the Bible app, from the quote-unquote Bible plans that I sign myself up for. And every day you just log into the app and you don't even have to read it. You can even have the voice over to read it for you, you know, the audio book or whatever you want to may call it. And I have to admit, because of the audio, I love it more. I continue to listen more. I have done about 30 different types of Bible plans, and the devotional is what makes it. You know, it's really what people have to say, and just kind of why what they're saying ties in with the Bible, but as well as, you know, connecting it with real life situations and problems. And, you know, they are endless. I mean, people are constantly going through bullshit, you know, constantly going through a struggle, their ups and downs, and it's endless. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to constantly just putting out that positive energy, and, you know, hopefully people are able to see that or feel that and give that positive energy back. And at the bottom of the page here, it says, reflect and pray. In the midst of difficulty, where do you go for strength? How can you remind yourself to trust in God's great love? And of course, that's a major, major question, or loaded question, that, you know, people ask all the time. I mean, even I, for the longest time, had asked, you know, why is he so giving? Why is he willing? You know, why this, why that? And, you know, it's not really about the why. It's not the importance of why. You know, it's the how and the outcome. You know, it's, to me, it's always been that way. Or that's what I've realized throughout my experiences. But the answer to the question that it gave is, Father, help me to keep trusting you. Open my eyes so I can see your love and faithfulness. And I've actually mentioned before, you know, just because you have your eyes open doesn't mean that you are seeing what the Lord is giving you, what type of love he is showing you, the, you know, the miracles he is presenting in front of you. That sometimes we're so selfish and so consumed in our own world that, you know, we're not taking a minute out of our day to go ahead and do that. It doesn't take all day. You know, he does it all day, all day long, because that's his job. That's what that's what his destiny was. That was what he was made for. But at the same time, regardless of that could be someone's destiny, he wanted it to be. He loved it. He embraced it. He took on that task that no one else could pretty much do, you know. And look at where we're at right now. But I have been able to also pray in a way that I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't know if people have said this or has mentioned that to you, or, you know, you've heard it on your own or said it on your own, but I know I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Let's just putting it that way. So if the outcome, or if me taking time out of my day of giving thanks and praying and, you know, giving my whole heart to the Lord, and the outcome is him more than just listening, and that will open my eyes in a way, and open my mind and open the doors. You have to believe, you know, you have to have faith. It's not going to just happen because you said it, or it's not going to happen because you really want it to happen. Yes, you need to really want in your heart and deep down that what you're saying is the truth, not because the Lord knows bullshit. You can't bullshit a bullshitter, you know. It will never work. You will be punished on your own time, on your own end, and that's where almost like karma comes into play. But I had another quote that here from, what's it called? Jesus is the Truth is their Instagram page. To be honest, I was not following them at the very moment, but I'm gonna go ahead and actually follow them now. And it has a handful of good quotes. Just basic ones like, talk to God even when your life is going good. And that's so true, because it's almost as if we forget about him, you know, and we forget about the people around us because we're so consumed in our own mind, you know, and we're so worried in our own thoughts that we still have to give thanks for the things that he has given us, that for what he has presented in front of us. And, you know, people forget that. I know I'm still going through that. I'm still learning to, you know, give off that vibe of giving thanks when everything else is great. But we're so quick to, you know, pray when everything is wrong and everything's not going our way, and we start to question and worry. Like, we just worry so much that, you know, it's overwhelming our brain that we can't even think. We're stressing ourselves out. We're adding that tension on our shoulders. And when we don't have to carry all that tension, we don't even have to, you know, be around it if we just believe in the Lord. And this quote here from Jesus is the Truth, it says, when the Bible says, do not lean on your own understanding, the Bible is being serious. Your heart is deceitful, apologize. Your emotions flucitate. Oh my goodness, I apologize. I did not know this word. I'm gonna have to Google this word after. But it says, your understanding does not see the overall big picture. God never lies. God never changes. God knows all. Trust him. And then it lists verses that deal with certain categories, such as if you're feeling a type of emotion of, you know, being upset, read John 14. If you're feeling weak, Psalm 18, verse 1 through 29. If you're feeling lonely, Psalm 23, and I have to admit, Psalm 23 is one of my top fives. If you're feeling, you know, sinned, Psalm 51. Feeling worried, Matthew 8. Verse 18 to 31. Feeling anxious, Philippians 4, verse 4 to 9. If you're feeling unhappy, Colossians 3, verse 12. If you're feeling in danger, Psalm 91. Depressed, Psalm 27. Lack of faith, Exodus 14. If you need courage, Josiah 1. And need direction is Psalm 73, verse 21. For those who might be feeling those way, or, you know, who likes to read or even wants to just, you know, learn more and, you know, feel more connected, I would definitely read any of those verses if you feel any type of way. And then I wanted to also talk about releasing energy. I keep talking about that we have the power inside us and that, you know, giving off positive energy, but we also need to release that negative energy. You know, like I said before, it's like yin and yang, you know, positive goes with negative. So as much as you're giving out positive, you still have to release the negative. And I always have been, or I've been praying more in a way that will release that negative thoughts, negative spirit, negative whatever it could be, you know, consuming it and putting in positivity. And actually, it's almost like perfect example is like working out, you know. Yeah, we're working out to, you know, gain muscle, you know, get in shape, lose weight, all that good stuff. You know, we know the positive gain from it, right? But, you know, when we're lifting the weights, for me, I'm almost thinking too much, which is why some people will listen to music and, you know, get in the groove and the vibe. And, you know, for some people that works, and some people, they, you know, they might not work out as hard as they should, you know. But if you focused on releasing that negative energy and releasing that, just that stress, that tension, the positivity will take over, you know. I'm trying to figure out the word. It's like a in and out, or in and out. Oh my goodness, I'm thinking like of a math equation of the input and output. That's what I'm really thinking of. And you have to release, you know, that output to get in the input. You know, you can't consume everything or take everything. You know, sometimes we can't handle it all. You know, our bodies can't handle it all. Our brains can't handle it all. And sometimes we're like, that's where we need to find that alternative or that break to, you know, block out that other white noise, that distractions around us, so we can, you know, continue to tunnel vision our way to our goal. You know, I'm not saying to not have fun or, you know, not enjoy a night out or any of that. I'm not saying you can't do that. Of course, you should, you know, do what you want. Let's just put it that way. And do what makes you happy, but also, you know, being responsible, you know, still looking out for others, you know, still not putting others in harm's way. And, you know, just like the reason why I'm not worried is because the number one thing I got is God. You know, he got my back, you know, like my back's not that big, but, you know, he still is there every step of the way. And I couldn't be more, like I said, appreciative. I don't need to be a people pleaser, you know. I don't have to, you know, go out of my way for all these people, you know. All I have to do is prove to the Lord that I am this person that you made, that I am this honest, you know, loyal, hardworking, sympathetic, kind and motivated, spiritual kind of person, you know. It's, you know, it's the time is now, you know. Like, it's like, why even wait, you know? It's start being productive, you know. Sometimes you have to cut out the people who do not bring that positivity to you and get rid of that toxicness. That's what it is. Like, if you keep that circle, you know, it's just a circle of toxic. So you're just around toxicness. And I know people know that being toxic or being around toxic people is just, it is not fun. It is like cancer. It's a virus. It spreads like all over. And once you're hooked, it's like, it's almost like you can't think of anything else. You can't think of how to get out of it. Or it's almost like that hole just keeps digging deeper and deeper. But the truth is, really, reality of it is, you have to understand and you have to think that there are people who have it worse than you, have it worse than us, you know, that have worse struggles than us. And so that should, you know, think of, that should make you feel at least a little bit better. But at the same time, I'm not saying like, oh, damn, now that you should be sad for those people who are, you know, are less unfortunate to you. Yes, it is sad. Yes, don't get me wrong. But almost dwelling on that sadness and like, and pretty much just like, you know, that can take over pretty much. It you don't want it that. You want to release that, you know. It's that energy that people almost throw at you for you to fail, and they want you to, you know, constantly fail, you know, because they have constantly been failing. I'll say it again, you know, misery loves company, y'all, and that's how I know that for me and my life is changing, that how I'm like, I'm not trying to or wanting to hang out with people all the time or be around people, you know. I start to tell myself it's okay to be by myself. It's okay to want to be by myself. You know, it's, you know, sometimes I don't even take my own advice. Like, for example, I made a podcast one day about, you know, writing things down. And I've had about 3 to 5 different ideas within this week of what I'm going to say, and try to have a little bit more of a script for this podcast. And I still haven't written shit down. I have not done anything. And sometimes having something scripted, I get so overwhelmed that I can't even read the words that I'm trying to say or give off, that it doesn't even feel, you know, natural. It feels edited. And, you know, for me and how I am, for the people who know me, I'm a simple person, or I can be simple. I'm not saying I'm predictable or anything like that, or, you know, I'm easy to figure out, but I am, you know, just a regular person. I don't need much. I don't ask for much. You know, I try to be an independent person and, you know, give off a vibe that, you know, keeping my head up high, you know, like, regardless of how people look at me, regardless of what they have said to me or who's talking behind my back, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. My vibe is up high, and I'm gonna stay high. Like, that's it, you know. And God bless, you know, it's, the sky's the limit, so I ain't gonna stop until I'm up there, you know. Regardless how hard I try, and no matter what I have to give up, it's for the Lord and for the better. So with that said, I'm gonna keep that same energy, guys, and you should too, especially on a Friday. Keep it into the weekend, you know. Be safe. Whatever you guys like to do, whatever you guys end up doing. But God bless to another day. Appreciate you. Stay up. Amen.